Tag swept Nimbalo out onto the sunlit bank.
No need to be insulting to the old fella. He was honouring us by putting our pictures on the walls with his kin.
The harvest mouse looked shamefaced.
Oh, I better go back and say I'm sorry to Ruskin.
Tag patted his friend's paw.
No need to. I don't think he heard you. Just remember to be nice to him. He wasn't obliged to help us, but he did.
Blinking against the sunlight, the ancient shrew hobbled out.
See, I told you, 'tis a morning to be alive on. Nothing looks prettier than these here flatlands after a summer storm.
Nimbalo politely helped the old fellow to sit at the stream edge.
You're right, sir. It certainly is.
Ruskin waved his stick back at the den.
You'll find some little fruit loaves that I baked and two flasks of dandelion and burdock cordial in there. I take it you're bound for the mountain. I was up there once. A strange and wonderful place 'tis. But mind how you go, especially you, young bungalow.
Nimbalo seemed a bit distracted as he answered.
Ah, sir, we'll take care. Tag, can you hear a bumping sound?
The otter listened carefully, turning downstream.
Sounds as if it's coming from down that way. What do you think?
Ruskin turned in the opposite direction.
I think 'tis a coming from upstream, but your ears are younger and better than mine, Trig.
They chose to search downstream around a bend. A gaunt pine tree trunk was floating there, its thick end bumping the bank, trapped in the shallows as the stream rushed swiftly by. Tag tested it with his footpaw, leaning down hard.
Good fortune for us, mate. A ready-made boat. This'll save our footpaws for a day or so. We can make it to the foothills on this.
Ruskin pointed up the mountain's north face.
Stream starts up there in the north foothills. When there's been a storm, it swells and one part branches off to loop down here before circling round to the mountain again. Dries up after a score of days. You're right, though, Crag. If you can free that trunk while the flood's this high, it'll take you close to the west face in no time.
Tag trimmed spare branches from the pine and held the trunk steady, whilst Nimbalo boarded with their provisions. Wading waist-deep, the otter pushed the makeshift craft out into the current and leaped aboard. Ruskin waved his stick as they were swept speedily away.
Fare ye well, frog and numble. May your stomachs be full and your path smooth.
They shouted back as the log raced downstream.
Goodbye, Ruskin. Take good care of yourself.
Aye, and thank ye for your hospitality, mate.
The ancient shrew watched until they were out of sight, waving his stick and murmuring to himself.
Wish I was going with ya. There's two young rips bound off adventuring. Oh, no. I'm happy where I am. Did enough roving in me younger days. Oh, well. Time for me nap.
Ruskin went into his den without bothering to look beyond the upstream bend, where he thought the noise had come from. Had he taken a glimpse there, he would have seen the bloated carcass of Grobait washed up and stuck to the bankside as the sun dried the mud, baking it hard as rock.